Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Mac with your
10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland police will have powers expanded to scan people for knives at sporting venues, pubs, clubs, and late-night retail outlets under proposed laws. The current wanding trial has been expanded to 2026, with an additional 3,000 wands and 1,000 tasers planned to be distributed. It comes as the Miles government attempts to address violent crime after a vocal crime victim group marched to Queensland Parliament yesterday. The Tamil family from Biloela say that if the federal government's proposed deportation changes are set to enter into law, they would have been sent to jail. The Murugappan family rose to prominence after their detention in 2018 by the AFP, despite having come to Australia legally. They were given permanent visas after Labor's election victory in 2022. If the planned federal government changes to deportation law come into effect, the family asserts that they would have been jailed under it. In national news, house prices in April continued to rise as this month's increase of 0.6% has driven the national median house price up by $780,000. The massive increase month by month has driven people aged 20 to 40 out of the city due to the rising prices on homes and rent. Experts are concerned over the ever-growing rift between the demographics as the housing crisis worsens.
An investigation into fraudulent and inflated private healthcare bills has revealed that some practitioners in private hospitals are using chronic patients to take more money from insurers. Joanna Sutherland, chair of the Australian New Zealand College of Anaesthetists, said that the billing system is unfit for purpose, and it was open to misinterpretation and misapplication. Medical billing experts claim that 100% of anaesthetic claims provided to them by journalists were questionable. And in international news, the World's Central Kitchen will return to supplying food to Gaza, a month it ceased operation in the area after 7 aid workers, including an Australian, were struck by an IDF missile strike. The World's Central Kitchen are one of the few services providing food to the famine-stricken country and have provided over 43 million meals since October 23. The IDF said sorry as its soldiers were not following protocol. For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as you. Yes, you, the one listening to this. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.